I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, slang man David Burke is with us from Los Angeles to have some fun with insults in American English.
It seems our buddy slang man has gotten another outrageous and totally fictitious letter from his mother, an 80-year-old widow whose sister likes to set her up on dates. That much is true.
My dear son, slang man, I'm never going to trust your Aunt Ruth again. I agreed to go on a date with her butcher. I should have known it would be a big mistake when she described him as having a great personality. I love this description for someone. If someone is not attractive, they have
a great personality.
So this person was really ugly. And he was nothing but a beanpole with chicken legs.
Oh, that's great.
Now, a beanpole is a pole you would put in the ground, and then you would try to put the bean stalk around this very thin pole. That's how you make the beans grow. Now, if a man is described as having chicken legs, that's not good. And a lot of guys who work out with weights, they forget their legs, and they're considered as having chicken legs because a chicken is big with little teeny legs. So, well, I look like a tub of lard next to him. Now, a tub of lard is fat. And somebody who is fat is considered a tub of lard, or we even say in slang, a fatso. Again, another mild insult.
Well, that's not so mild. Gosh, if you called someone you're a fatso.
Well, if you refer to the person as that, but not letting that person hear what you're
exactly.
saying, it would be mild. But yeah, any of these insults you don't want to really say to a person.
Right.
They're offensive, but they're not terribly. Terribly offensive.
No, they're not terribly offensive, but then again, you should be cautioned not to direct these directly at someone, to call them a tub of lard or a fatso. It wouldn't be taken too kindly.
No, I don't think you definitely would want to say that to a
You
a
can say them about yourself.
Oh, exactly. That's why she says, I look like a tub of lard mm-hmm. next to him as opposed to he was a tub of lard.
Right.
Well, the moment I saw him, I thought, what a loser. Really popular term. Has been for a long time. It's someone without any good qualities. And of course, nowadays, what younger people do, and even not so young, we take the thumb and the first finger and make the L and hold it up to our forehead. Now, you can do that at the same time as saying, loser. I wanted to be fair, but it was clear he was a stuffed shirt, just like all the other stuck-up people in that restaurant. Now, a stuffed shirt, someone who is pretentious, and stuck up also is the same thing. It means someone who is pretentious and, we say, full of themselves, full of pride, full of bragging. They're full of themselves or they're stuck up. Anyway, the moment we sat down, he didn't stop talking about himself and his success. What a yakker. To yak means to talk and talk and talk and talk, much like I'm doing now. I'm yakking. And he thought he was an expert on every subject. Now, what do we call someone who thinks he or she is an expert on every subject?
A smarty pants?
Very good. A smarty pants and a know-it-all.
Know-it-all.
No. Now, it's actually know-it-all, but we pronounce it know-it-all. It means someone who thinks he or she knows it all. Well, finally, after dinner, I suggested we go dancing. He didn't want to. So I suggested we go out for coffee. He didn't want to. Well, your Aunt Ruth should know that I would never want to be with someone who is a party pooper. Mm-hmm. Someone who doesn't want to have a good time, who rejects every suggestion about doing something fun. That's a party pooper. Your aunt can be such a dummy sometimes. Dummy is, it's really mildly insulting, but we say it with kind of affection. And dummy is very different from idiot. An idiot is really,
idiot is harsher.
Yes, exactly. It has more weight behind it. Well, I finally told Mr. Wonderful I had to get home to sleep because I was babysitting my 10 grandchildren in the morning. That seemed to scare him off. Now, this is interesting. Mr. Wonderful. In English, we tend to use more sarcasm than any other language I know of. So, of course, she's not really thinking Mr. Wonderful. She's thinking Mr. Horrible. But she's saying, Mr. Wonderful. Listen, I have to run. Talk to you soon. My slang man loves slang mom.
That was slang man David Burke in Los Angeles with another tale from Slang Mom. You can learn about his English teaching materials at his website, slangman.com. Just a warning, though, his newest book is called The Slang Man Guide to Dirty English.
Our website is voanews.com/wordmaster, and our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
You know it all, Marty. Can't you see if you had a heart? You could learn to be just twice as smart, Marty. Smarty, smarty. Now get along out of here.